Dan, it's my understanding that immediately after the primary, you had indicated that you were not going to do a write-in campaign. Why the change of heart on that?
Well, actually, what I said in the beginning was that I would not pursue an active write-in campaign because I just didn't think it was, you know, we were under a lot of financial stress because of the campaign, and we just didn't perceive that we were able to go ahead and pursue that. But I did get a lot of input from people wanting me to do a campaign, write-in campaign, and so we struggled about that for quite a while. And some of my supporters were putting up signs, write in Dan Mielke, and that throughout the state. So we looked at that and deliberated, and I decided that, you know, technically speaking, I would rather find a way to support Sean Duffy if I could, you know, being a Republican. So I sent out an email basically stating that if he'd be willing to sign an affidavit on the penalty of perjury, that he'll uphold those values that he claims he upholds that I question, that I would consider endorsing him. And as I expected, he refused or did not respond to that and did not do anything. So there we sat after 2 weeks with no response from him and a lot of pressure from people for me to do something so that we have someone to vote for that holds to some of the moral conservative values that we consider very important in this election.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. You sent something for him to sign?
I sent out a press release and an email directly to Mr. Duffy stating that if he would be willing to sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury, which means if he doesn't do what he says, he could be held accountable for a felony. And all I asked him was to basically deal with five issues. One was pro-life, one was the moral issues, Social Security, and our veterans, and then also ethics in politics.
Well, that sounds kind of threatening. I mean, are you really surprised that he didn't agree to sign that?
Well, these are all things he claims he's for. You know, he claims he's going to represent the people that way. And if he, you know, I'd sign that in a second because that's what I believe and that's what I would do. I wouldn't intentionally go out and try to do harm to the very things I'm standing for. But, I'm willing to put my name, you know, in a position where I could be held accountable if I don't keep my word. Sadly, politicians tend to say one thing and do another. And if he's going to get my endorsement, I would want to know that he's not just, you know, giving me lip service, but he actually intends to do something. And the fact is, he did not respond, and therefore I don't believe he will do what he says and implies he does in his campaign rhetoric. He's vacillated back and forth so many times on issues, it's hard to know where he stands.
Now, you say...
Go ahead.
You say this is not going to be an active write-in campaign. Does that mean you're...
Originally, I said I did not plan on doing an active write-in campaign. And so then I pursued the idea of having him, you know, give me some confidence that I could support him. That didn't happen. And the pressure, and so now I'm reconsidering. You know, we've had a few weeks to lick our wounds, and, you know, the fire's back in the blood, and we're considering going active. And actually trying to make a point that we cannot continue to neglect the moral conservatives. We can't play games with them just to get their votes. They need to represent us. Otherwise, we will run somebody that holds those values.
So I'm going to assume that you won't feel badly if the end result of this is that you bleed off enough votes to give the election to Julie Lassa.
If Sean Duffy is not willing to hold to the moral conservative values that we hold to, there is no difference between him and Julie Lassa. The only difference is it's worse in one sense because he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. We want candidates that are going to stand behind what we believe in and are going to do something. We're tired of empty promises, and I'm one of those. And, you know, they've asked me to take a stand this time and send a message to our party that if they want our support, they need to start listening to our views. They can't just use the moral conservative crowd to get votes for their moderates and their rhinos. They need to listen to what we want as well, and they're not doing that.
Dan, how soon might you have a decision on to what level this will become an active campaign?
Well, when I made that announcement, I made that decision.
So you're going to be campaigning around the district to the extent you're able to do that financially?
Whatever we possibly can to get the message out. We're looking for contributions. We're looking for financial help to send the message that we want to be represented. We don't just want to be a pool of voters voting for moderates.
All right. Very good. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.